Good morning. You're on the air with Ace Hollerin.
How's it going?
Good. How are you?
I'm very good. Just wanted to give you a call and remind you about Brain Injury Week in Connecticut.
And I appreciate that, Mr. J. Craig Smith, right?
Correct. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. I'm sorry, and I will apologize to everyone on the radio waves. I thought you were going to call at a different time, Craig, so I apologize.
No problem.
And I'm doing Dear AC, and you're waiting to talk to me. So that's what you get with a substitute host.
I understand completely,
but
believe me.
Yeah, do us a favor. You know, this is something new to me, and I think it's wonderful. But what is the BIAC all about? Can you give us a little overview?
Yeah, absolutely. First of all, I'm a lawyer. I work at Koskoff and Beter in Bridgeport, which we have you guys on the radio every day. So,
great.
Real familiar with you. But we work a lot with the Brain Injury Association of Connecticut, and what they do is they're kind of they call themselves a resource for injured folks that suffer from brain injuries and a partner in prevention. And they're kind of a public education committee. They assign community advocates for people who suffer from brain injuries and provide, you know, support and advocacy for those folks. And also they act as kind of a public education tool for the community because there's no real cure for a traumatic brain injury. So all you can do is try to prevent them. And so, anyway, that's what we're out there doing, and that's what's happening this week. We've got a special focus trying to make people aware of traumatic brain injuries, the fact that they do occur, and that they're extremely expensive to our country. Brain injury survivors, caring for them is estimated to cost more than $56 billion each year. So,
wow.
Anyway, that's what we're out there doing.
And are these mainly traumatic injuries, Brian, that happen in accidents and things like that?
Yeah. I became aware of them because my lawyer, Koskoff and Beter, represents a lot of folks who suffer brain injuries, as a result of accidents and falls and things like that. But they're more common than you might think. It's a little bit ridiculous. You hear about, I think people have become more aware of them in the past couple of years because a lot of kids have been coming home from Iraq with brain injuries. But even before that, brain injuries apparently disable more Americans every year than breast cancer, MS, spinal cord injury, and AIDS combined.
Wow.
So, yeah, so there's a lot of it out there, and when you work in it, you realize, hey, gosh, there's not a cure for this. You start thinking in terms of prevention.
And, okay, now some of the things, now, of course, I imagine BIAC is looking for volunteers.
Absolutely.
And how are some of the ways that folks out there can help you, Craig?
Yeah, actually what volunteers do, first of all, is just help a lot with general office tasks. Also, just taking care of administrative stuff at the BIAC offices. But also they help with helping us to organize special events, joining committees that organize those things. They help us to conduct prevention presentations a lot of times for school kids. Again, prevention being the chief way of dealing with brain injury these days. And then they staff booths at health fairs, and there's a lot of community mentoring, peer mentoring that goes on with folks that suffer from brain injuries. They have a tough time organizing thoughts sometimes. A lot of motor skills are affected by these things, and so volunteers can help us with that. And a lot of it is just helping to organize and get the word out. That this is a serious issue and that actually brain injuries can be prevented and can be treated, if not cured.
Now, some of the ways of preventing, is that safeguarding your home or to You know what I'm saying, Craig?
Yeah. You want to know what a big one is? And this is one that it kind of makes sense, but bike helmets for kids.
Right, sure.
That's a huge issue. People get out there every day, same all the time, without bike helmets on or rollerblading or whatever it is. The two age groups that are at highest risk for traumatic brain injury are those between infancy and four, which, you know, that makes sense. The brain's, the head's not fully developed and all that.
Mm-hmm.
But also then people between 15 and 19 years old. That's a little bit shocking to me. That's when you think, well, I'm the most fit I'll ever be. You know, these are kids.
Right.
They recover. And the point is they're doing a lot of things that are out there, you know, in the world, kind of learning their way. And a lot of kids get into traffic accidents and you know, they're riding motorcycles without helmets and things like that. And being aware of hey, you know, there are safeguards you can take and that the safeguards are important. You know, that's kind of the point of the BIAC.
Now, how can people get a hold of you? Obviously, I've seen the website. It's BIACT.org, is it?
It is. The telephone number, it's called the Brain Injury Association of Connecticut.
Mm-hmm.
Telephone number is 1-800-278-8242. If you're looking for some help or just looking to get involved, again, 800-278-8242.
Now, are there offices in other states? Or are there other... similar groups in most states?
There really are. This obviously is called the Brain Injury Association of Connecticut, but yeah, the brain injuries associations are popping up all over the place. A lot of times they have to do some affiliation with hospitals that care for a lot of these things. Because it's becoming more common because of the kids coming back from Iraq with these problems, and people are just sort of starting to recognize it, you're seeing more and more of these types of associations, and the one in Connecticut is particularly active.
And they can get a hold of they can go to the website, of course, at BIACT.org.
Yes, sir.
Or they can call the 800 number, and if you miss some of that or you need to hear that, you give me a jingle here at 333-WICC. And I can point you in the right direction. I think it's a wonderful thing you're doing, Craig.
I appreciate it, and I appreciate the chance to talk about it.
Yeah, you know, I'll be honest with you. It's something that I, you know, didn't give a second thought to. I mean, you know, I wear a helmet when I sit in a rocking chair. That's just because, you know.
It's probably a good thing.
I'm accident prone. But in all seriousness, you know, there are so many groups out there, and it is wonderful to hear from you. I wish you luck, and God bless you for doing the work that you do.
Hey, thanks a lot for having me on.
All right, J. Craig Smith, thank you very much for being on with us today. Hey, we're breaking right now. I'm Ace Holler, and someday I'll learn how to do radio right. Maybe. Maybe in this decade. You never know. Back after this.